It's the Paul Harris Show. Proud to have you along every afternoon from 2 until 6 here on the 50,000-watt blowtorch, News Talk 1120 KMOX, and available worldwide with our streaming audio on KMOX.com. It has been more than 13 years since the murder of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson, the murder that O.J. Simpson was acquitted for in a criminal court and then found responsible for in a civil case brought by the Brown family and the Goldman family. Earlier this year, O.J. was back in the news when he wrote and tried to publish a tell-all book called If I Did It. To O.J., the word if was the most important part of that title. To everyone else, the three words I did it were the most important parts. Well, HarperCollins withdrew that book and destroyed some 400,000 copies of the book after Rupert Murdoch decided, you know, the public outcry against this is too much. Then just this month, a Florida bankruptcy court awarded the rights to that book to the Goldman family. And they have decided that you should have a chance to see it. Charlene Martin is the literary agent based in Los Angeles who arranged a deal with a company called Beaufort Books, who are about to publish O.J.'s book at the behest of the Goldman family. And she joins me now here on KMOX. Hi, Charlene. How are you?
Hello, Paul. Thanks for having me today.
Why does Fred Goldman want this book out there?
Well, you know, Fred Goldman originally was very opposed to this book ever seeing the light of day. And last November, when it was announced that it was to be published and that Mr. Simpson was to benefit financially from it, the Goldman family spoke out vehemently against this publication. As you accurately reported, more than 400,000 copies of this book were burned. And the rights were just recently awarded to the Goldmans in a Florida bankruptcy court hearing. In more than 13 years, this is the only asset that the Goldmans have ever been able to attach to the civil judgment, which is now at $38 million. And when the manuscript was read by them in full, and they realized, in fact, that this is not a work of fiction, but in their mind, and in my mind, and in many others as well who have read it, this is in fact a confessional, they decided that the American public should judge for themselves.
Will the book be published exactly as O.J. wrote it?
Word for word, we are not changing a comma, not a punctuation mark. It will be exactly the same manuscript that O.J. wrote, that O.J. approved, and that HarperCollins intended to publish.
So O.J. is also getting what he wants.
No, he's not. What he wanted was to collect a lot of money. And he managed to collect $630,000 of a million-dollar deal, which cannot be recouped because it's already been spent and can't be accounted for. But what the Goldmans are getting is not so much the opportunity to make money, but rather the opportunity to take money from Mr. Simpson, to take blood money for a book that they consider to be a confession of the murder of Ron Goldman and Nicole Brown Simpson.
It's News Talk 1120 KMOX. Paul Harris talking with literary agent Charlene Martin, who arranged the deal for the Goldmans with Beaufort Books to publish If I Did It, the O.J. Simpson book. Have you read it?
I have indeed.
Is it a confessional?
Excuse me?
Is it a confessional?
In every sense of the word, in my estimation, it is.
Now, when O.J. was pushing this book and when they were setting up those interviews last fall, he was framing it as, look, I'm not saying I did it. I'm saying as a hypothetical, if I had done it, here's how I would have done it. Is that how it comes off in the book?
It comes off in the book as that is how it was done. And there are details that only the person who committed this crime would know. And we will have supporting commentary that will be wrapped around the manuscript to additionally support the position that this is not a hypothetical chapter, but in fact a confession.
So there, when somebody goes and buys this book when it goes on sale, and by the way, when is it going on sale?
It should be on sale sometime late next month. We haven't, obviously, we're working very quickly to get it to press. I don't believe the publisher has set a firm pub date, but we're hoping certainly before the October 3rd anniversary of the criminal verdict.
Okay, but when it does happen, in addition to OJ's words verbatim, there will be additional material in the package?
There will be. The Goldmans have written an introduction to the book, which will explain in their own words why they decided to move forward with the publication, and there will be a lot of very personal and private insight into that. And then we will have contributions from several other people right now that we are not naming.
How many will you sell?
You know, it's really hard to say, but I find it pretty amazing that HarperCollins printed 400,000 books and had orders for 800,000 books, knowing that Mr. Simpson was going to be the beneficiary of these profits. I would hope that the American public would not only be interested in reading what I consider to be a confession, but also would be interested in supporting justice. Justice for Ron Goldman, justice for Nicole Brown Simpson, by buying this book and thereby making a contribution through the purchase of the book to the Ron Goldman Foundation for Justice.
Charlene, is there something ghoulish in all of this? A lot of people thought that last fall when OJ came out with it. How is it not ghoulish now?
You know, I don't think you can get away from the fact that it is certainly a publishing anomaly. I don't think that there has ever been anything quite like this. However, you know, there have been many films made about true tragedies. There have been many books written about true tragedies. The difference here is that Mr. Simpson is not going to benefit from it. In fact, we are turning it on its side, and we are offering the American people an opportunity to read his words. His very words, the words that he approved, the words that he wrote, and judge for themselves.
Can anything written in this book be used against him? I know he can't be tried for the crime again because of double jeopardy, but is there anything in there that the Goldmans or the Browns or anyone else could use against OJ in a court of law?
The only thing that can be used against OJ in a court of law is the actual asset of the manuscript, which is what we're attempting to do. And we are attempting to appeal to the American public to look at this as the Goldman narrative, not the OJ narrative, and look at it as an opportunity for justice to finally prevail for a family who has suffered tragically for the loss of a loved one.
Charlene Martin, who's the literary agent who set up this deal for the Goldmans to publish the book, which will be out in stores hopefully by the end of next month. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Paul.